Top of the fifth, as we welcome you back to Joe Schlaper Stadium. Cold Spring with some work to do all of a sudden as they find themselves trailing for the first time in the tournament as Jordan Barth, first pitch swinging as he hits the ball up and through the middle. Just that easy, Reese, as Barth picks up his second hit of the day, reaching base for the third time.
Just a tremendous addition to this team, the late season add. I was talking to the son of Dave Hinkemeyer this morning, Zach Hinkemeyer. He said, they're a good team without him, but with him, it's just a completely different squad. And when you have a shortstop who hits high up in the order, that can just make all the difference in the world.
So Barth's aboard again, as that'll bring Joe Dempsey to the plate. Springer's led comfortably the entire game against the Anoka Bucks last Sunday. Did so as well yesterday as Hansen hitting a leadoff home run, as they never trailed in that game. This has got to be the first time they've trailed in the tournament, huh?
I would say so, yeah. For sure.
As Dempsey looks at a ball, it'll be Dempsey, then Drew Bolson, then Drew Van Looy for Cold Spring. Barth leads from first. As that pitch missing. Eight hits for Cold Spring and just the one run through four-plus innings here. Haven't had the big inning that they've had the last couple days. As 2-0 the count to Dempsey, pickoff attempt, and Barth back safely. Kyle Kingsley still out on the mound for Moorhead. As 2-0 the count. Kingsley set. Barth with a modest lead. 2-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike to Dempsey. Dempsey on the day. A fly out to right field and a single. 1-for-2. He's had a very good tournament in the cleanup spot for the Springers. The guy just hits. 2-1 the count. As Kingsley's 2-1 pitch, Dempsey chasing that one high, and he'll hit it to right field. Halleck coming on. He'll give way to the second baseman, Brant Kolpeck. Kolpeck makes the catch on the run for a quiet out number one.
Seems like Kingsley really still working on the outside for this. Maybe I'm seeing something a little different over here, but seeing a lot of Springers trying to go the other way with it. I think they're just trying to take what Kingsley can give them.
So one away, that'll bring Drew Bolson to the plate for Cold Spring. As Bolson steps into the batter's box. Barth stayed put at first, no opportunity to tag right there for JB. As Kingsley set his first offering to Bolson, that is fouled away. Shakopee, the host of all the Class B games here in the 2020 state tournament. And as we said last week, Reese, can't get much better of facilities. This is quite the ballpark and a nice little spot to spend the afternoon watching ball.
Yeah, I like seeing new parks. I like seeing a mix of ballparks, but I like seeing the same old awesome ballpark all weekend long too.
Bolson hammers this one into right center field. That one will run the gap. It is cut off by Jace McLean. So Bolson stops at first, but Barth goes first to third on a nice scamper right there and some opposite field hitting by the Springer catcher.
Something you need to see pick up from Bolson out of the five-hole, one hit each game. Not really any extra base hits in those first couple games for the Springers, but definitely a five-hitter, someone that they need to see produce a little more if they're going to hang with Moorhead here.
So they fall behind here, do the Springers. 3-1 the score, but now they're threatening the very next half inning in the top of the fifth, and veteran Drew Van Looy, who has the lone Springer run, steps into the batter's box. That was the ninth Springers hit, Reese, in 4 1/3 innings. So Cold Spring seeing the ball well out of Kyle Kingsley's hand. Bolson at first, Barth at third as the first offering to Van Looy. That's hit into short right field. Joey Halleck coming on as that ball will drop and drop foul. Just kind of twisting away. I think that wind pushing in, Reese, kind of just deadened that ball, and a tough play for three guys to get there.
And not really the approach that you wanted to play for Van Looy. You mentioned how many hits the Springers had. This is their fourth consecutive inning with multiple hits. They've only scored in one of those. Last thing you want is to get down to the state tournament, get a couple knocks every inning, but never get one over. Right now is a prime chance. They got Barth at third. It only takes a little bit of a pop-up out of Van Looy to get him in and make this a 3-2 ball game.
Kingsley getting ahead on Drew Van Looy. As the Moorhead right-hander comes home, Van Looy waves at that pitch, knocked down nicely behind the plate by Chandler Ibach, and Drew's in a hole at 0-2. It'll be Brad Olson should Velo stay out of the double play. He's on deck for Cold Spring. Hitless thus far today with a couple groundouts. 0-2 the count. Barth singled. He's at third. He got there on the Drew Bolson single. As the two-strike pitch that is hit on the ground toward short. Good one for two. The flip to second for one and the relay to first. Safe at first base. Little too slowly hit by Drew VanLoy, and he hustles up the base path. Salentin, you know, a tough ball to charge, Reese, and his feed to Brant Kulpeck was dynamite and everything, but just hit a little too slow, and the Springers get a run.
Yeah, hit a little too slow. Kulpeck, like you said, he got a good feed from the shortstop on that one, Salentin, but just couldn't really come up with it quick. If he makes a nice throw to first and right away, he probably gets VanLoy, but just that little bit of hesitation out of the second baseman, Kulpeck, brings in that Springer run.
So the Springers cut the deficit in half. It's now a 3-2 ball game. Two away. Brad Olson into the batter's box with VanLoy at first base. As Olson first pitch swinging, he'll foul this ball off. One thing you see a lot in Class B, Reese, and compared to Class C, is the traditionalist of the baseball game in Class C of taking a strike all the time. In Class B, if that ball's in there, it's going to get swung at.
I love that. I absolutely love them taking that approach for it. If you see a pitch you like, go get it. There's no reason that says you got to take here, you got to swing here. I mean, you're up there having a battle with the pitcher. If you see something you like, go take a knock at it.
The one-strike pitch swung on and missed by Olson. He's in a hole at 0-2. I think a lot of that, too, is the guy's stuff in Class B is pretty darn good. If you see something you like on 0-0 and you don't want to mess with the late count stuff, go get it. The 0-2 pitch to Olson, that's slashed into left field. Brad's got a hit here, and the Springer's threat stays alive in the fifth inning. As Reese, you will say that that is a nice piece of hitting, just taking that outside pitch and punching it sharply to left.
Yeah, you've seen a lot from Kingsley. Once again, keep coming back to this. He's working these Springers outside. He's trying not to give up the big hit. So if you're Olson there in the seven hole with two outs, you just take what he gives you and push it the other way. A very nice piece of hitting for Olson indeed.
So two on, two out for Cold Spring, and Jaron Terrace into the batter's box. Jaron, who's reached twice today, he was walked back in the second inning and had a single in the fourth inning. Good spot for Jaron. VanLoy at second, Olson at first as the first offering to Terrace. That pitch is in there for a strike. Jaron started his hands but ended up taking that pitch, and the pitch curling in there for a strike from Kyle Kingsley. We do now see some activity in the Moorhead bullpen, so both bullpens are active with Femright and Kingsley battling through the middle innings. Kingsley set, a glance at VanLoy at second base. It's a 3-2 ball game in favor of Moorhead right now as that pitch is cut on and missed by Terrace, and Jaron's in a hole at 0-2.
Quite possibly one of my favorite bullpen setups of all the parks that we've done. I really like this one a lot.
The ability to see over the fence and
being in your own world out there, you're not on the field of play or anything like that. You're fenced off, but you can still watch the game from the mound. I like it.
Two strikes on the Springer first baseman with two men on and two out. The two-strike pitch missing high as Kingsley tries going upstairs. Terrace doesn't bite. One and two the count now. Cold Spring got one in the second inning on an RBI single by Alex Jungles, who's on deck. Get one back here in the fifth inning as Drew VanLoy reaches on an RBI fielder's choice, staying out of the double play. They still got two men on. One and two the count. Kingsley's 1-2 to Terrace. That is hit on the ground in the hole at short. It is knocked down by the shortstop, and he won't have a play. It'll be an infield single with everybody safe. And again, Terrace, not how hard he hit it. Sometimes just put it where they ain't, and he's aboard, and the Springers have the bases loaded.
I like the play by Salentin, too, the shortstop, going out to get it, but then at the same time not trying to force the throw to second or a throw to first and possibly throwing it away and making this inning even worse. Just keeping the ball in the infield, letting his pitcher get another chance to get another out.
So tying run 90 feet away at third base now in the form of Drew VanLoy. Go-ahead run at second base in the form of Brad Olson. Springer's got him loaded with two down in the fifth as the first offering to Alex Jungles is in there for a strike. Juggy had the RBI single back in the second inning. A fly out to center field, a ball that he hit awfully hard. So we've seen Kyle Kingsley well thus far today. One strike on Jungles. Kingsley's one strike offering. That ball is hit softly towards third as it's bobbled by the third baseman. It gets through. The shortstop Salentin up with it. He's unable to do anything with it as well. VanLoy's going to come across to score. Everybody safe once again on essentially the identical ball being hit, Reese.
That's a tough play either way for that one. Tanner Adam, the third baseman, could go to his left and get it, but he's got to make the cross body throw to first. Or Salentin can get that deep in the hole and make an even tougher crossbody throw And nice job by Salentin to get over on it, but just couldn't get the hands quick enough, and that's going to bring in another run.
So second RBI single of the day for Alex Jungles, who's 2 for 3 with two-thirds of the Springers' RBIs, and that'll be the afternoon for Kyle Kingsley. Kingsley will leave. The bullpen door is open for the Moorhead Brewers, so we're going to take a one-minute timeout for the pitching change. We'll be back with those defensive replacements. That's coming up in 1 minute. 3-3 our score between Cold Spring and Moorhead. Old friends being reacquainted here at the Joe, and we're back in a minute on Bob FM. We welcome you back to Joe Schlaper Stadium as a defensive change for the Brewers, Reese.
It'll be Cole Christensen coming on to pitch in relief of Kyle Kingsley. Like I said before, I believe this is the same Cole Christensen that once pitched for the Raymond Rockets all of a couple of years ago. Looks to be the exact same. And it is. Looking at his delivery there, it is.
He's brought into a pressure cooker as he's got bases loaded. There are two outs, but the Springer's Brian Hansen, the eighth Springer to bat here in the fifth inning. As Cold Spring has retied this game, Hansen looks at a first pitch strike from Cole Christensen. Christensen with two innings of relief yesterday for the Brewers in their victory over Dundas as the one strike pitch missing high. Brad Olson at third base, he singled. Jaron Terrace at second base, he singled. Alex Jungles at first base, he singled. 1-1 the count to the Springer center fielder, Brian Hansen. Cold Spring trying to recapture the lead here in the top of the fifth inning. Christensen set at the belt, looks at Olson at third base. 1-1 pitch to Hansen. That's on the corner for a strike. Moves our count to 1-2. Sneaky fast as that ball gets on you a little bit, Reese.
Yeah, he normally has a pretty good speed, Christensen. Obviously different here at the B level, maybe off a little bit, but he's definitely going to be able to sneak some pitches by some Springers here.
1-2 the count on Brian Hansen with the bases loaded in the fifth. The 1-2, that's hit on the ground, and that's through the left side. Olson will score. Hinkemeyer ascending Terrace. The throw in from left field. It is up the line as Jaron slides in safely. Scampering to third base is Alex Jungles, and a 2-RBI single for Brian Hansen gives Cold Spring a 5-3 lead.
You talk about brassy out of Cold Spring manager Dave Hinkemeyer. He's had some troubles getting some guys thrown out so far today on the paths. That ball was hit on a line by Hansen, so it was not a gimme that Terrace was going to score. Sends him anyway. Throw comes a little up the line, and with that, they take a 2-run lead.
Great base running by Jungles following up right there. He ends up at third base as it is a 4-run fifth inning for Cold Spring. They lead 5-3. Garrett Fox, the ninth man to bat for the Springers, in the fifth, as the first offering to Fox, that's hit in the air to right field, and right on it is Joe Halleck, as Fox hitting it sharply to right, but Halleck makes the catch, and that does it for Cold Spring in the fifth. But what a fifth it was, as they answer back with, they see the Moorhead 3 runs in the bottom of the fourth inning, and they raise them one more. Cold Spring scores 4 runs on 6 hits. There were no Moorhead errors and 2 runners left on base. 4.5 now, scoreboard reading 5-3 in favor of Cold Spring. We are on to the bottom of the fifth inning, coming up in 1 minute here on Total Country, Bob FM. We welcome you back to Joe Schlaper Stadium. The Springers sent 9 to the plate in the top of the fourth inning. They now have punched out 13 hits, and they have recaptured the lead. They lead 5-3 here as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Matt Oye into the batter's box. He'll be followed by the lineup turning back over to Brant Kolpeck and Jace McLean. Looks at 2 strikes from Femright. Zach's 0-2 pitch missing high for a ball as Femright pitching with the lead once again here for Cold Spring. Springers with that nice fifth inning. The difference in the ball game right now. As Femright's 1-2 pitch to Oye is hit on the ground towards short. Barth Fields at his chest. Throws across the diamond on the run. 6-3 to retire Matt Oye for out number one. They went single, single, fielder's choice for an RBI for Van Loy. Single, 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 single for Cold Spring to push 4 across, Reese. We were talking, kind of some big boy baseball, but the Springers getting it done with the singles today.
Yeah, it seems to be a lot of those. 13 so far for the Springers, but when you have 13 hits in 5 innings, that's pretty good.
As Femright's first offering back to the top of the order, it's bunted by Brant Kolpeck, and Kolpeck bunting it off of himself. Is every of the 13 hits a single? I believe they are.
I don't think I've seen a double for the Springer so far. I believe the, was it Peschel with the double last inning?
Yes.
I think that was the only one I've seen so far.
That double actually was going to this guy, Jace McLean, who started last inning with a double. Hanson's got two singles. Barth has two singles. Dempsey has a single. Bolson has a single. Van Loy has a single. A single for Olson. Two singles for Terrace. Two singles for Jungles. That gets us to 13. 1-1 the count to the leadoff man, Brant Kolpeck, as that ball is hit in the air deep down the left field line, but that ball twists foul. So the leadoff man, Brant Kolpeck, who's yet to reach base today, he's in a hole at 1-2.
Brant Kolpeck, 19 years old, native of Fargo, currently playing his college baseball at Bismarck State. A lot of colleges up in that Fargo area, and these Brewers know they got quite a bevy to pick from, with a ton of colleges at the varying levels and an independent team also functioning up there.
1-2 offering from Femright to Kolpeck, missing for a ball. As moving our count now to 2-2. Femright's 2-2 pitch. That's hit on the ground, deep in the hole towards short. Barth fields. He throws across the diamond. Man. Oh, safe at first base. Barth making a great play to get it across the diamond regardless, but good hustle, and safe at first base is Brant Kolpeck. He's aboard with a one-out infield single.
It's just something that you don't see a lot. The amateur baseball shortstop making a play, ranging to his right, throwing it off balance and throwing it well enough to get it there in the air and almost well enough to get the out on that. So we're just kind of spoiled sometimes when we get to watch Jordan Barth play baseball.
It is a delight. That is for certain. Kolpeck beats his throw, though. He's aboard at first base. As the first offering from Femright now to Jace McLean is popped up, fouling out of play. Still activity in that Springer bullpen. These two teams, this is not a must-win game. You win your first two in the Class B state tournament. It begins a two-team double elimination tournament as the pitch missing for a ball. Throw down to second by Bolson on the stolen base attempt by Brant Kolpeck. And Kolpeck is punched out on a dart from Drew Bolson, catching him stealing.
And we've been talking about these last few games. Almost looked like Bolson's struggling just a little bit behind the plate, getting a tough time with the rhythm of the Springer pitching. But there's why you show why he's the starting catcher. That was a laser and a great pop time by Bolson on that as well. Just a really good job.
1-1 the count now with two away and nobody on base as Jace McLean looks at a ball apparently. Moving our count now to 2-1. That one missed middle, I guess. It's Femright right back. His 2-1 offering, that's missing high. Now 3-1 to Jace McLean with Denver Blinn on deck. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning here as it is a 5-3 ball game. As Femright, his 3-1 pitch, that is hammered down the right field line. Well foul, but Jace McLean all over that ball. And that moves our count to 3-2. 3-2 the count to the Moorhead Brewer center fielder. Femright the righty. His payoff pitch to McLean, outside ball 4. I don't know that I'd probably come in the zone with anything after a guy hits a ball that far foul.
Yeah, especially after the at-bat before. Like you said, he had that line drive doubled on the right field line. So clearly McLean on his timing today.
So that brings the tying run to the plate for Moorhead here in the fifth in the form of Denver Blinn. The winner of this game will play Chanhassen on Friday night right here at the Joe. The loser will take on Meesville on Saturday here at Joe Schlaper Stadium as the first offering to Denver Blinn, missing for a ball. You lose this game, you have to win two Saturday, two Sunday to win the state championship. You win this game, you could potentially just win two more next week and be state champions as the 1-0 pitch is fouled back, evening our count up at 1-1.
Then notice until you just mentioned that, looking at the bracket, that the Class B final not happening on the Monday this year.
Yeah, Dad actually brought that up to me on a car ride last week, I believe. He's like, yeah, they're playing that on Sunday. So Labor Day is off. As there goes the runner, that pitch is in there for a strike, and it pops out of Bolson's glove as Jace McLean will steal second base. Bolson was hoping to dart another runner, unable to get it out of the mitt. 1-2 the count right now. As Femright set, looking to get out of this fifth inning with his squad still up two. Right-hander's 1-2 pitch, that's up and in, moving our count to 2-2. Cooled off a little bit here at the Joe as we're 20 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock all of a sudden. It might get a little cooler this evening. I'll take it, though. That heat last weekend was a little much. 2-2 with two away. Denver Blinn in the batter's box for Moorhead as he looks at a pitch just missing right there. A couple springers taking that false step towards the third base dugout, Reese, thinking they were out of the inning.
Remember, I did too. He was about a couple steps off the mound. It looked like he was ready to go.
Umpire says no, and the count fills up 3-2 to Denver Blinn. As Femright set, the payoff pitch to Blinn. That is hit in the air to center field. Hansen coming on. He has it measured. Brian will make the catch cap high, and that retires Blinn and the Brewers in the fifth. They score no runs on one hit. There were no Cold Spring errors. And one runner left on base. Five complete here at the Joe. It is Cold Spring 5. It is Moorhead 3. You're listening to Cold Spring Springer State Tournament Amateur Baseball right here on Total Country, Bob FM. We're back in 1 minute. Five in the books here at Joe Schlaper Stadium as it's Cold Spring with a 5-3 lead. Reese, as Springers, you get 13 hits. You may be thinking you might have a little more damage done, but you got five and you're up two right now.
Like we said last inning, 13 singles in this one for the Springers. They've had four straight multiple hits innings going back to the second. So the second, third, fourth, and fifth, all getting two hits an inning, at least six of them last inning. That proved to be the decider as that brought in those extra two runs.
Jordan Barth will lead things off. Heart of the Springer order with Barth, Joe Dempsey, and Drew Bolson due up. As two of those 13 belong to Jordan Barth. As the first time he'll be seeing Cole Christensen here today, he looks at a first-pitch ball from Christensen. Jordan reached on a fielder's choice in the first. He singled in the third. He singled in the fifth and came around to score the runner, Springer's second run. As this pitch is hit on the ground, foul up the third base line by Barth. Evening our count up at 1-1. On our sibling station, KASM, Lake Henry Lakers taking on the Jordan Brewers. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen live from Milroy for that game. 1-1 offering from Christensen to Barth. That's hit through the left side and into left field. A three-hit day for Jordan Barth, making it look like brushing his teeth or riding a bike. Just that easy.
It's pretty easy for Jordan Barth. That is his 14th plate appearance of this tournament. He's been on base all but three of them. Pretty good in the field, pretty good at the plate. Not a bad guy to pick up for your state tourney run.
Nice little addition for the Springers. You get a shortstop and a three-hitter. I don't think many teams would turn that down. As Joe Dempsey into the batter's box. Hitting behind Barth. He's been hitting with a man on base an awful lot this tournament. As Christensen set at the belt. His first offering to Dempsey, missing low for a ball.
I think that Rockies game you did earlier in the day kind of proves what taking your starting shortstop out of the lineup can do, or when you're forced to take your starting shortstop out of the lineup. Rockies looking good, but a little struggles up the middle. You can tell a couple guys playing out of position.
A little off, you could say, yeah. As 1-0 the count to Dempsey, that pitch missing low. Yeah, I mean, you move your second baseman, and then your DH is your second baseman. You have a new DH, and just the kind of the merry-go-round, the carousel that starts with losing your shortstop. 2-0 the count, Christensen to Dempsey, as that pitch is chopped foul at home plate by Dempsey. Now 2-1. Joe flew out to right field in the first inning. He singled in the third, and he flew out to second base last inning in the fifth. Springer sent 9 to the dish in the fifth inning. Got the lead back as they pushed 4 across. They lead 5-3 right now, top 6 inning. Jordan Barth aboard at first. Nobody out. Cole Christensen starting his first full inning of relief for Moorhead today as this ball is hit in the air deep to left field. That ball is back, and that ball is foul just by a few feet down that left field line in the corner. Dempsey putting a charge into that one, but foul by a couple feet there in the left field corner.
Dempsey, a guy with a lot of power. He has the ability to kind of push the ball wherever he wants to in the ballpark. But at the same time, Kirk, we've been covering him for long enough. You can tell when he gets the pitch he likes.
He liked that one. As just couldn't keep it fair. Count moves to 2-2. Joe trying to get Barth moving and see if the Springers can add to their two-run cushion at the moment. Christensen set. His 2-2 offering to Dempsey. This pitch has popped up foul and out of play over our heads. Those game times next Saturday. If the Springers were to lose, they would play at 1 o'clock on Saturday and then potentially at 4 o'clock as well if they were to win that Saturday game. Sunday games 1-4 as well. So 7:30 Friday, 1-4 Saturday, 1-4 Sunday. As a pickoff attempt at first, Barth back safely. Cold Spring Rockies are at 7:30 on Friday as they will take on Isanti. As 2-2 the count, Christensen set. As his 2-2 offering to Dempsey is chopped to third. Tanner Adam up with it. He'll go to second to retire Barth at first. The relay not in time as Dempsey beats it out. He is safe on the fielder's choice. Just kind of chopping that one, and again, a little too slow for the Moorhead infield to turn two.
I will say, though, there was a quick turn by Tanner Adam at third, fielding the ground ball. Brent Kolpak at second, making the quick exchange, just couldn't get the runner. Dempsey, like you said, hit too slow. These Moorhead Brewers have been fielding pretty well so far early in this game. They've got one error back in the first on the Fox bunt, but other than that, they've played a very clean bill so far.
So Watkins will play Saturday at 5 in Springfield. Cold Spring plays Friday at 7:30. The teams we are covering thus far, should Lake Henry win today, they will play Saturday at noon in Springfield. So a little back-to-back there if the Lakers were to win for Watkins and Lake Henry, the Region 15 seed teams. First offering to Drew Bolson is missing for a ball. Drew 1-for-3 on the day. Christensen came in with two down last inning in the fifth. He gave up a two RBI single to Brian Hansen, then got Garrett Fox to pop out. His 1-0 pitch to Bolson, missing down and in as well. Drew in that nice spot right now. Good place to hit as you know, the pitchers kind of get amped up. You got to get through Hansen, Fox, Barth, and Dempsey, maybe kind of decompress a bit when you get to Bolson, and that's where you could end up getting stung by some guys as the 2-0 pitch in there for a strike. Thought it was in. That's my fault. My apologies to the plate umpire. Now 2-1 the count. Dempsey the lead at first. 5-3 Springers, top of the sixth inning. Winner's bracket game in the 2020 Class B Final Four. As the 2-1 pitch, that's hit on the ground towards short. Salantine is unable to field the ball, and an opportunity there to potentially get the lead runner is lost for Moorhead as everybody's going to be safe on the air by the shortstop.
It wasn't hit incredibly hard, much like the Dempsey ball was the batter before that, but might have been a possibility for two on that one with Salantine and Kolpak up the middle, but Moorhead Brewers doing a good job. I feel like every time I say something, they say, oh yeah, watch this. Maybe not anymore.
Think we're fielding good? Well, watch this. So one away, two men on in the form of Dempsey and Bolson and Drew Van Looy into the batter's box. Springer's looking for some insurance right here as the first offering to Van Looy. Christensen curls a hook in nicely for strike one. Drew's had a nice day thus far today, scoring two runs, the only Springer to do so. Singled in the second, came around to score. Had a fielder's choice RBI and came around to score last inning in the fifth. As the one strike pitch, missing low, evens us up at 1-1. Van Looy in that sixth spot, so many years in the, you know, the 3-4 country for the Springers. Still knows what he's doing with that maple in his hand. As Christensen set, long pause, 1-1 pitch to Van Looy. That's hit up the middle. This is a tailor-made double play ball. To second for one. The relay to first is low, but scooped out nicely by first baseman Mike Peschel. The turn up the gut from Salantine, Kolpak, and back over to Peschel, 6-4-3. And the Springers are done here in the sixth. They score no runs. They had one hit. There was one Morehead error, and there was one runner left on base. 5.5. It is Cold Spring 5 and Morehead 3. Springer State Tournament Baseball. They're up by 2, and we're going to hear the bottom of the sixth inning in 1 minute on Total Country Bob FM. We welcome you back to the Joe on your Sunday afternoon, slowly turning into your Sunday evening. As an update on our sibling station, KASM, Jordan Brewer is leading the Lake Henry Lakers 2-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Reese, if I would have told you to kind of put your Dave Hinkemeyer mask on and say, hey, you're up by 2-5 with Femrud on the mound, you'd take that all the time, wouldn't you?
I would, especially if I knew he was still throwing in the game, not like he only could go a couple and then you had to go to the pen early. He's still going out there, so they got plenty, or maybe not plenty, but a little left in the tank for him, and hopefully he can go a little longer and save up that bullpen.
So Halleck looks at a strike, and then the 0-1 pitch is hitting him in the hip, so Halleck is aboard at first base, and the tying run comes into the batter's box in the form of Tanner Adam.
Constant action in this Springer's bullpen. I know I see Sam Hansen doing it out there. Kind of a far ways away. I'm trying to make out the other number. Having a tough time with that. If I get that, I will definitely try and let everybody know.
Is Thompson still number 20?
Is he?
I think Justin Thompson's throwing down there as well.
Look like a 30 from my vantage point. So
is that what Hansen is?
Hansen is 13.
Okay. So 20 is throwing right now, I think.
So that would be Thompson.
Okay. First pitch, pitching for a ball to Tanner Adam. As Femrud set, his 1-0 offering to Adam. That ball is hit in the air to right center field. Dempsey over. He'll give way to Hansen. Brian makes the catch on the run for an easy out number one. A pitching staff, Reese, that coming into the weekend, you could say it was an embarrassment of riches, but all of a sudden a guy gets signed to a major league contract, and Sean Terrace has to be on call this weekend, and next thing you know, you're maybe a little strapped or not as stacked and loaded as you thought you were.
There was, as I understand it, another pitcher that had that happen as well. I believe there was a George Loxerkamp throwing for the Springers this summer, no relationship to former Springer Eric Loxerkamp, who apparently a couple weeks ago made the move to Arizona, and he's done for the year as well. So Springer's really probably thinking they were going to be a little shorthanded here.
Why, is that out of the radius or what?
It might be. Well, he's established here. He should still be able to.
They got the 6-15 state rule as this pitch fouled into the netting by Mike Peschel. Didn't they used to fly guys back and stuff for Labor Day weekend? Didn't like Ron Terrace tell us stories that he would fly back from college or something like that once upon a time?
I've heard those rumors, yeah. A couple kids that maybe go to college a far ways away. He was never in college too far away, though. But
snap throw by Bolson is off the mark. And now the throw from Terrace is off the mark as well. Runner's only going to get one base. So Bolson tries a back pick right there. And they absolutely have Joe Halleck picked off. But his throw took Jaron Terrace like almost into foul territory, Reese. So Jaron, an off-balance throw, hits Halleck in the helmet and bounces into left field. So runner into scoring position for the Brewers.
Yeah, this is a tough luck play. Bolson makes the throw on the line. You probably get Halleck at second base. Now things get interesting, though. Femrud can't get that ground ball double play anymore. Not a lot of speed with Peschel on the pads. He's going to have to work a little harder now to get out of this jam.
So Halleck's in scoring position at second as the 1-0 pitch to Peschel is, the 2-1 or the 2-2 pitch to Peschel is missing, makes it 3-2. Excuse me, that was the 1-2 pitch. We're having some count issues on the scoreboard. 2-2 the count right now as Femrud set. 2-2 offering that is hit foul up the first base line, and the count will remain at 2-2.
Just received text clarification. It was former Springer Pat Dolan who used to be flown in from Florida. I imagine Pat would be doing some coaching down there.
There we go.
Early in their season, early in their fall season, have to come back. That's all for the info and the listen, per always.
And sponsoring Springer Baseball with Cold Spring Subway, Russ.
Yeah, that too.
2-2 offering to Peschel. That is popped up. Van Loy over for a look. Drew's not going to have room on this one. As that ball bouncing off the little patio area in front of the concession stand. pretty cool shack here at Shakopee. It's basically like a mini little hut. Has the bathrooms on it as well.
It just seems everything is just so planned here. Well, it's like every time they do something, it just seems like it goes perfect to fit in with this little mold that is the Joe.
2-2 pitch has popped up into short center field. Hansen coming on. Fox going out, and Garrett on a diving attempt is unable to put the ball away. Here's something you don't see every day. The center fielder covering second base as Hansen coming in to cover second, which was unoccupied as Barth flipped it to him to keep the runner at first. Very tough play for Fox, Reese, and the Brewers now have the tying run on and the go-ahead run in the batter's box.
Yeah, heads-up play for Gary Fox. He was playing way back again in that second base hole. The wind kind of blowing in held that ball up in the air, but then he pushes it out to left. And we saw Hansen almost catch a foul ball yesterday in center field, and today we see the center fielder covering second base. So for those of you wondering at home, no, there is no place Brian Hansen will not go on a baseball field when he's playing center. This is his field. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, we're all just borrowing it. It is never out of range for him. And talking to him right after the game, I said, you know, I really, for a second there, thought I was going to see something I'd never seen before, a center fielder making a foul ball catch. But was it meant to be, as we get Dave Hinkemeyer out of the dugout right here once again with another mound visit, as Hinkemeyer chatting with the entire infield for Cold Spring, as still warming in the pen for the Springers. They have they got some bodies down there, as Hinkemeyer will leave the powwow. And it'll still be Femrite's game, Reese.
It will. I had to laugh at the post-game comments yesterday when we were talking to Hansen. He was talking about the sun with Olsen out in left field and how he was explaining to Brad Olsen and what he could do to combat that sun any way possible. I talked to Brad Olsen about 5 minutes later. He said, yeah, Hansen kept telling me what to do, but every time I opened my eyes, it was sun. So not a whole lot I can do with that one.
First pitch swinging is Chandler Eyback. Terrace over in foul territory will make the catch, and that is a large out number two, Reese.
That's a big one. You get one pitch, and all of a sudden, you're back into this inning. You're kind of ahead of the inning, if you will. You got two outs and two on now, and you can get out of here with no damage done. Must have been just something magical that former pitcher Dave Hinkemeyer said in that mound visit out to Femrite.
He's an inspirational man. That's why he's in the Minnesota Baseball Hall of Fame. Circling back, I just like that Hansen telling Olsen how to do it, and Olsen saying, yeah, whatever you're saying, all I see is that burning star right in my retinas. So two away, runners remain at the corners, and Nick Salentine to the plate, who is 0-for-2 with two strikeouts looking. So, of course, he comes up and chases a first pitch that was down and away, and he swung through it ahead of Salentine. As the 0-1 pitch on the corner for a strike, and Salentine in a hole at 0-2. Joey Halleck at third base. He was hit by a pitch and scampered to third on the Mike Peschel single. First and third, two away. Springers by two, bottom six. 0-2 offering that has popped up fouling out of play. With two strikes on this guy, Reese, you just know he'll be protecting. Don't really want to go down three times looking in a game.
I'd say no. I'd say maybe some talk from the management of Moorhead saying, hey, need you to swing on this one. Runner on third. Two outs, please and thank you.
Oh, and to the count. Femrite trying to get out of some hot water in the six as this pitch has popped up foul, and that will twist past the Moorhead bullpen. We'll do the 0-2 again. Zach did throw two innings in relief yesterday to put the nail in the coffin of the Elko Express. Came on in relief of Nick Pennick. 0-2 the count. Femrite ready. His 0-2 pitch, that's high for a ball. You see your hero, Tink Larson, here today?
I did. I had a few minutes before you arrived. I beat you and Dad by a couple minutes. Got to talk to Tink. I was a little sad that he didn't quite recognize me right away, but he knows about 4,833 active amateur baseball players, so I guess I'll have to take my lumps with old Tink Larson.
Femrite's 1-2 pitch, cut on and missed. Nick Salentine out on strikes. Big strikeout for Femrite right there. He's got four of them, and three of them belong to Nick Salentine, and that does it for Moorhead in the sixth. They score no runs on one hit. There were no Springer errors and two big runners left on base. We've played six. It's Cold Spring 5. It's Moorhead 3. Springer State Tournament Baseball here on Total Country Bob FM. We'll be back with the seventh inning coming up in 1 minute. Top seven we go. Springers and Moorhead Brewers battling for a opportunity to play in the driver's seat game on Friday nights right here at Joe Schlaper Stadium. In the top of the seventh, it'll be the bottom of the Springer order. Brad Olson, Jaron Terrace, Alex Jungles. This bottom of the order has been productive thus far this evening as Cole Christensen, first pitch, bunted by Olson, barehanded by Christensen, throws Olson out. Oh, okay, Cole Christensen. That was a dandy.
Yeah, that one I like. Kind of falling off the mound to his right. Down the third baseline. He was almost falling backwards off balance when he threw it, but he's a pitcher. He's got enough of his arm to get something across the diamond with ease, and that was just really nice by Christensen fielding that one spot.
So Christensen gets the quick out on Olson. That brings Jaron Terrace to the plate. Jaron's been on base all three times today. Two hits, run scored. Walk back in the second inning as he looks at a first pitch strike. One strike the count on the Springer first baseman. This pitch is hit in the air to center field. Back a few steps is Jace McLean. Has it measured and makes the catch on the run for out number two.
Were you able to locate how many Christensen had already thrown so far in this weekend for this tournament? Or did he just win their game last weekend? Curious how much he's going to be able to go here in this one.
I'm pretty sure that the box score said he went two innings. I don't know if pitches were on there. On the state website, but he had gone two innings in relief yesterday. As Alex Jungle steps into the batter's box, Juggy having a nice day. He's got two RBIs. He's got two RBI singles and a flyout, 2-for-3 on the afternoon. As 2-0 the count, two Jungles. Christensen went the eighth and ninth yesterday. As his 2-0 pitch, two Jungles, is in there for a strike. He faced seven batters. How many pitches he threw is beyond me. I have failed you, Reese.
Well, that's okay. Two innings is enough to know.
2-1 the count on Alex Jungles now as Christensen's delivery is fouled at home plate by Jungles. He's evened up now at 2-2.
I was just kind of thinking of these two teams as a comparison of Christensen making his way from Raymond over there. Kind of the same perspectives. A lot of local kids and some colleges in the area. It makes these two teams kind of able to reload every year when they come back to the state tournament.
2-2 to Jungles, hit on the ground up the middle, and that's through. It's a three-hit day out of the nine spot for Alex Jungles as just punching it right through the gut.
Nice shot by Jungles. You get three out of your nine-hitter. That's going to do every time. He's had a couple hits so far in this tournament already, three coming into this game, and he gets three more today.
Potentially an early candidate for Reese's Albany and Richmond A&W postgame player of the game. Is it going to be him? I don't know. We'll have to stay tuned after the game to find out together as Brian Hansen has the lineup turned over to him once again. As Brian, three-hit day as well. He had that two RBI single his last time up in the fifth. As first pitch swinging, he'll foul this at home plate. As Hansen still getting it done as Brian playing for the Springers for quite some time now. I remember when he came back from the independent league he was playing in Missouri. That was like 2013. 0-1 the count to the Springer center fielder. As the 0-1 pitch, that is missing for a ball. Christensen tries getting Hansen to chase. Evens it up at 1-1. 15 hits now for Cold Spring Reese. 15 hits, 15 singles.
So far, this has been a completely different game than your first one, huh?
That it has. Strike throwing has been much better. As the 1-1 pitch missing low, now 2-1.
It was partially a fun one to obviously watch as a Rocky fan. Four home runs in that first game, but a lot of errors, a lot of walks, a lot of mid-inning pitching changes. Just a slow, slow baseball game.
Yeah, I got to see a good chunk of the Rocky pitching staff, something I wasn't anticipating. 2-1 offering from Christensen to Hansen. That is low, now 3-1 with Garrett Fox on deck for Cold Spring. Two guys going a third of an inning. Tom Ficker managing the game like an MLB manager.
A little bit, yeah. He had his bullpen, and it definitely looked like a bullpen, too, something you like to look at in that Rocky team.
3-1 pitch is hit on the ground. Fielded deep in the hole at short. Throw across the diamond, and not in time is the throw by Nick Salentine. Hansen beating out an infield single for his fourth hit of the day and fourth single of the day. Bang bang at first. Base ump said safe.
Great play by Salentin in the hole. To even have a bang bang play on that is tough because Hansen has so much speed, even coming out of the right side of the box. But Mike Peschel, the first baseman on that one for Morehead, if he stretches, he might get to it. But the throw kind of took him up the line, so he wasn't able to stretch, had to make the dig. He did, but without stretching, that gives Hansen an extra step, and he beats it out.
4-for-5 from the leadoff man for Cold Spring, as that brings Garrett Fox to the plate, as the first pitch to Fox is curled in there for a strike. Fox had that sack bunt that he reached on an error in the first inning. Ground out to third in the third. A strikeout in the fourth and a fly out to right to end the fifth. 0-for-3 on the day for Garrett Fox with a sack bunt as the one strike pitch is off the plate. Now 1-1. The Springer bullpen has gone quiet. That would either tell us that a change is coming or this is Zach Femright's game still. 1-1 the count. Jungles leads from second, Hansen from first. The 1-1 pitch is hit on the ground towards short again. Busy inning for Nick Salentin. Throw across the diamond. This one's in time, 6-3, to retire Garrett Fox for out number three, and that does it for Cold Spring. In the seventh, no runs. They got two more singles. There were no Morehead errors and two runners left on base. Stretch time here in the seventh. Cold Spring 5 and Morehead 3. You're listening to state tournament baseball right here on Total Country, Bob FM. We'll be back in a minute. Bottom seven we go. The final nine outs for Morehead here today in this winner's bracket game. And they will see a new pitcher now, Reese Hemish.
That's going to be Justin Thompson coming in, the 28-year-old right-hander for the Springers. No stranger to pitching alongside Zach Femright. He's been doing it for quite some time, ever since he came over to Cold Spring.
As Thompson, we'll see Matt Oye to start things here in the seventh. He starts him with a strike. Thompson on just so valuable for Cold Spring in that 2014 state championship run where they beat the Boudreaux Saints in the championship. Gets two strikes on Matt Oye. Quickly up 0-2. Lineup turns over for Brant Kolpak on deck and Jace McLean as the 0-2 pitch missing inside. Now moves our count to 1-2. Three runs, seven hits for Morehead. They've committed two errors. Left five men on base. As Thompson's 1-2, that is hit softly right back to, it gets past Thompson. Barth fields at short, throws across the diamond in time, 6-3 to retire Matt Oye. Springers have gone five runs on 16 hits, played airless baseball. Left 13 on base. A small village for the Springers that they've left on the pads, but they are up by two in the bottom of the seventh inning as the lineup turns over. Brant Kolpak into the batter's box for Morehead. As Thompson receives the sign from Drew Bolson, first offering is in there for a strike. St. John's graduate is Justin Thompson. As his one-strike pitch, that is hit on the ground to third. Easy high hop on a Sunday for Drew Van Looy. Throw across the diamond in time and two quick ones for Thompson. And see a lot of that with JT, that soft contact ground ball.
Yeah, not a guy who's going to completely blow everything by you. Maybe he was, you know, 6-7 years ago, but not quite that guy anymore. But showing so far through two-thirds of an inning, he can still be effective, get those ground balls, maybe a couple fly in here. Nothing should really fly off the bat at this time of the night with that wind blowing in. So not a bad move, hopefully, if I Hinkemeyer going to Thompson.
Only extra base hit of the day was from this guy, Jace McLean, as he is 1-for-2 on the day. He had a double and came around to score back in the fourth inning. Fouls the first pitch he sees off from Justin Thompson. JT right back, pitch missing high. Now moves our count to 1-1. Cold Spring in the eighth will have the heart of the order, Barth Dempsey Bolson. As Thompson's 1-1, that is missing low for a ball. Now 2-1. There's the shift again on Jace McLean as Garrett Fox playing short right field. Springer outfield awfully deep as this pitch hit on the ground towards second. Fox has that shift worked to perfection, but the throw is off the mark from Fox. As Fox threw it and kind of brought Jaron Terrace off the bag. So it'll be an error on the Springer second baseman, and the inning extends, and Denver Blinn comes to the batter's box.
So a hit there for McLean. Fox playing way back on that one. It didn't really take much of a charge. McLean has some pretty good speed on the pass as well, so that might have forced the throw to be off a little bit, trying to rush himself at the very end. Tough play to make deep in that hole, even though Fox was right there.
I said air. Scoreboard says hit, and they're the official scores, so it is a hit and a two-hit day for Jace McLean. Denver Blinn into the batter's box. First offering from Thompson. Popped up fouling out of play by Denver Blinn. Chanhassen boys and the Meesville boys enjoying a cold one. After their battle, it was a 2-1 victory for Chanhassen earlier today here at the Joe.
A couple pairs of teams that are no strangers to each other here in the B tournament. A couple state championships in a row between those two.
The one-strike pitch missing for a ball from Thompson evens it up at 1-1.
Springer's bringing up an interesting stat on Twitter this morning. Every one of the four finalists in the B tournament have been in a state championship game since 2012. So you're getting a lot of local teams as of late is what I'm trying to say that have been doing pretty good.
Same old faces as Denver Blinn hits one in the air to right center field. Hansen calling, and he'll catch with ease. And Thompson does his job here in the seventh, retiring the Moorhead Brewers. No runs on one hit. There were no Springer errors and one runner left on base. We have played seven at the Joe. Cold Spring still leads 5-3 as we make our way to the eighth inning coming up in 1 minute right here on Total Country Bob FM.
First of all, Becca Hoffman. Tomorrow is the anniversary of her 29th birthday. Becca has been a huge part of Shockley baseball for the past several years. Our concession stands and many other tournament operations would not have been possible without her volunteer work behind the scenes. So happy birthday, Becca. Also, we want to say happy birthday to
quite wildly, like his old man,
who's head of Dwayne Slaughter's grounds crew. Quite, quite, so we're going to sing happy birthday. Join me, folks. Happy birthday to Becca and Kyle. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Let's hear it for Kyle and Becca. Happy birthday, folks.
Eighth inning we go. Springer's looking for some insurance as they lead 5-3 over the Moorhead Brewers here in the eighth. It'll be Jordan Barth, Joe Dempsey, Drew Bolson for Cold Spring as the first offering from Cole Christensen. Barth squares to bunt and takes a ball. Squaring to bunt, he's seeing the ball pretty well right now, but I guess that would more be at Tanner Adam playing back behind the grass on him right now. As the 1-0 pitch to Barth, that is spiked by Christensen, and the count now at 2-0. Barth reached on a fielder's choice in the first, single in the third, single and a run scored in the fifth, single in the sixth. 3-for-4 on the day, and having a big tournament is Jordan Barth. That pitch get the umpire in the hand?
I think it might have, yeah. It looks like he's holding that a little bit.
As bat boys, each bat boy coming out with some baseballs, maybe giving the umpire a little more time. Bat boys with hustle. Can't beat it. Also, bat boys not running out there with a hot dog or a freezy in their hand. Can't beat that either. 2-0 the count on Jordan Barth as Christensen's 2-0 pitch. That's hit on the ground towards short. It's backhanded by the shortstop, Salantine. His throw across the diamond brings Peschel off the base, but Peschel is able to extend and put a tag on Barth, and a shortstop throwing out a shortstop right there.
Unfortunately for Salantine, he kind of got caught in between there, kind of with the pants down, but he was able to make the play. It didn't stay all the way back on that high hop, kind of came up and got a short hop instead. Like I said, he was kind of in between lands there, but he makes a nice throw. Peschel coming off the bag and making the tag. We're seeing a lot of good defense here, and this is fun.
So Joe Dempsey hitting without Jordan Barth on base for the first time in a long time as he looks at a first pitch ball. A ball thrown right there by Cole Christensen. Christensen came in relief in the fifth inning. Starting his third full inning of work, he retired. He got the last out in the fifth as the 1-0 pitch to Dempsey is off the plate for a ball. A lot of former Springers here today. Of course, 2000-2001 state tournament MVP, Andy Bolson here, Zach Hinkemeyer here. I see Ryan Leeser was here, former Springer. Dave Jungles. Chris Hinkemeyer. I don't know. I'm probably missing a ton, but that's what I've seen thus far. 2-1 pitch to Dempsey. That curls in there for a strike. Now 2-2.
I think I've seen the same. No extras.
I don't think so, yeah. So 2-2 the count as Dempsey trying to get something going for the Springers with one away in the eighth. 2-2 pitch is chopped by Dempsey, fielded by Adam at third, and Adam just can't come up with the ball. Slowly hit. Dempsey's running hard up the line. And Adam knew he had to be perfect with it, and he wasn't, and the ball gets past him.
Adam at third and 17 and short, they've been making a lot of plays, but they've had that happen a couple times where it just pops out on him the last second. And like you said, with Dempsey's speed and his hustle, I mean, he is Charlie Hustle out there, if you want to call him that. And he's not slowing down, and he gets the base off the air.
So an error on the third baseman, Adam, as Dempsey aboard. For the third time today, an update on our sibling station, KASM. It is Lake Henry leading, Jordan leading Lake Henry by a score of 3-0. As the Lakers, that is in the sixth inning on KASM. Thank you, Angela Mergen, for that score update. Drew Bolson looks at a strike. The 0-1 pitch to Bolson, that is in there for a strike as well. And the count now 0-2.
Tough draw for Lake Henry, getting the defending state champs in the second round. But as me and Mr. Hinkemeyer discussed on the drive up in the Class C tournament, you're not going to get a good break from here on out. That's just not going to happen. So fortunately, you got to see these teams.
0-2 the count. As Christensen's 0-2 pitch, cut on and missed, and Bolson's out on strikes. A little country hardball right there with a heater.
Yeah, he came with that one a little bit up in the zone, and Bolson just was not prepared for that. Might have had his timing down, but maybe Christensen reaching back, throwing a little extra on that one.
So two down for the Springers in the eighth, as that'll bring Drew Van Looy to the plate for Cold Spring. Van Looy, a couple runs scored today. He's got an RBI. Got a base knock as well. First offering to Drew. Christensen is loose now, Reese. That pitch with some heat on it and a strike. 0-1 the count. As the Moorhead right-handed reliever. 0-1 pitch hit on the ground towards Salentin at short. He goes across the diamond in time to retire Van Looy. Springers go quietly here in the eighth. They score no runs on no hits. There was one Moorhead error and a runner left on base. 7.5, Cold Spring 5, Moorhead 3. It is Cold Spring Springer State Tournament Baseball right here on Total Country Bob FM. On to the bottom of the eighth inning coming up in 1 minute.